Wednesday the 4th of June, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Mem Hei Laomer, Rabbi Pinchas Boyer, Hachonas LeKabbalah HaTorah.
One thing I have no doubt about, when I'm looking at the Olam here, which you have your faces as well that I know from before, I have no doubt that you're all sincere. But not always when you talk to a crowd, can you be sure sometimes they're obligated to be there, they have to sit, and they just, you know, fill up the places. But anybody who comes at 8:30 in the morning, that means he's really serious. And that makes it easier to speak as well. I just want to talk a few words, you know, in short, about Hachonah to Kabbalah HaTorah. And believe me, I would suggest that the Hachonah also needs an Hachonah. Because we are very much into preparing for Torah, and we have Torah on our agenda. Kabbalah HaTorah. But the Hachonah, the preparation, also needs a Hachonah. How to do it in a proper manner. To understand what it means to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Sater. I always say, when we say on Seder night, there's an expression in the Agoda Shel Pesach that Chayev Odom Liroitz Es Atzmoy or Laharoitz, as the Rambam says, Ke'ilu Hu Yotzo Mi Mitzrayim. We have to sort of relive the whole thing that happened at that time. But it's not only the Yetzia Mi Mitzrayim that we have to relive. We have to relive all that Yetzias Mitzrayim led up to. Because it says, which actually tells us and teaches us that the whole Yesod of Yetzias Mitzrayim was for a certain purpose. It wasn't just to be free of bondage, it was meant to lead up to Kabbalah HaTorah. So we say it's Kedai that we should follow the path of the Jews in the wilderness, in the Midbar, what they did after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and how they went on with the Nesias until they came to Kabbalah HaTorah, and they stood there at Har Sinai to be Mekabel HaTorah. What were they doing today? And looking back, trying to relive it. There's a joke going around, it's not part of what I want to say. You know, people are very much today into hotels on Passover, and I want to mention it, even though it's not part of the theme. Become a minig that people feel comfortable to go out of their houses. For some, the Torah says you should not go out of your house in Mitzrayim in Pesach night, but today people do feel comfortable about moving around. And it's always come to the point which really upsets me, and I've said this in public very often, I'm not against people taking a nice vacation. Let them enjoy themselves or meet up with their in-laws, as I hear normally. But the problem is, the newspapers and the people have made it into a lechatchilo. It's come to the point that if you haven't experienced this type of Pesach, you don't know what Pesach is about. And they make you feel like primitive because you cannot afford it, or for some other reason you stay at home, you don't understand what Pesach is all about. You know, I would tell you some of the ads in the American newspapers, believe me, Mamish Purim and Mitzvah. It's unbelievable. Anyhow. I want to relive the Pesach. There's a joke going around that there's going to soon be an ad about going to Mitzrayim for Pesach and in the neighborhood of the pyramids, and then to carry all the Peklach, the Kesef Azov, and relive the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That will be the next ad we're expecting in the years to come. But let's get back to the point. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to relive it, and not only the Yetzias I just said, we have to relive the whole path and what the Yidden went through the wilderness, and especially when it comes to Matan Torah. Standing at Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, by Yom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai, we all know there was a great amount of excitement on the part of Klal Yisrael just to be standing there. We say in Agoda Shel Pesach, interesting enough, Ilu kervonu lefnei Har Sinai, if the Ribbono Yisraelim will draw us near to Har Sinai, the loin notav lo nes HaTorah is also dayenu. Can't believe it. Nobody understands what this means. But just bringing us to Har Sinai and just being there, can we imagine without Kabbalah HaTorah what Klal Yisrael would look like? So what is the meaning of that being enough? There are various shotim in this to understand what the Baal HaGod is trying to tell us. But we have no idea to what Kedusha in the Achonah to Kabbalah HaTorah, the preparation, what a level Yidden reached to after leaving Mitzrayim, the whole Zoyamas Mitzrayim behind them. or the level they reached at Matan Torah when they came to Har Sinai. Chazal tell us that at Har Sinai, even before Kabbalah HaTorah, it was Poshko Zer HaMosom. Now that's an interesting expression. I don't really understand it so much what it means exactly, but it's a great madrega of Poshko Zer HaMosom. In the yeshivish world, and I'll be the Nusach of Slabotke, they used to explain that Poshko Zer HaMosom means that they reached and attained the madrega of Odom Orishin Koidem Achet, which at that time was there was no Zoramos Hanochos, which was implanted into the neshama of a person at that time when Odom Arishon sinned. There was Odom Arishon Koidem Achet. Before, when the Toiv and the Ra was clear, there wasn't an Irvur of Toiv and Ra which was caused by the Achille from the Eitz Hadas. And that's what Kal Yisrael reached this Madrige when it came to Matan Torah, even before the Torah was given. And Rebbe Leib Gurwitz, my Rebbe and the Rebbe of many of us, he says in his Sefer, in one of his drashas, that the tachlis of Torah is to really save us and protect us from the Yetzirah. And much more than that, the Torah was given to us only because that we have the Yetzirah. As the Chazal say, that when the Malachim Taina to the Ribbono Shloim, what are you giving the Torah to these earthly beings? It's not fit. Torah is much too holy. Mo'emesh k'sis kerenu, what are you giving the holy Torah to posher to mention who are under the influence of all that the world has to influence us? And the answer to them was, klum yetzirah yesh b'neichem. Do you have to combat the yetzirah in your lifespan? He says to the Malachim. So what's the purpose of giving you the Torah? Klal Yisrael has a Yetzirah to deal with, and therefore they deserve to have the Torah. So in a certain way we have to be thankful to the Yetzirah that because of him we got the Torah, which sounds a bit strange to say, but it's a fact. So we have to understand as well from this Chazal, the depth of the Chazal, that the Tachlis of Torah is really to be matzil us from this Yetzirah. We all know that the Yetzirah is not an easy character for us. In fact, he's such a difficult one that he's a malach, and it's impossible even to combat him, to stand up against him. We need a special tziat d'shmaya on the part of the Ribbono Shloim, as the Gemara says already, the Chazal, to be able to stand up to the Yetzirah. And I have my famous phrase, I always repeat it again, in every war that a person has to wage against an enemy, there's always a time in the middle of the war they set aside for what they call a ceasefire, a cessation first, they call it. You know, to stop fighting a little bit and give a chance to take the wounded off the battlefield. Just imagine you go up to the Yetzirah and tell him, excuse me, let's have a little ceasefire. Not long. 4 or 5 hours. Let us take a little piece of rest and try to regain our courage to continue the war. Achaya Snooker, he wouldn't give anything to you. Not even 1 second is he going to give us this ceasefire. He's on us all the time. The problem is many people aren't even aware that we are in a war. And it's in the Musa's Forum Retzing Day, Mechoyda Talbodas, and Siris Yeshorim. We're not even aware we're standing on a battlefield. People go around very happy with themselves. They don't seem to be in the middle of a war. But the Musa's Forum, the real ones, tell us there is a war being waged all the time. And on every second of the day. And what should I say is my main on in our day and age, especially people who go out to work. There's a lot of this showing, especially in summertime. It's not easy to be a real, authentic Jew and to live your life. We have a lot of this showing, the Sachayim. And we have to combat them on a daily basis, not a daily, on an hourly basis, and on every minute of the day. We have this Yetzirah trying to influence us. And we have to try to avoid them in the best way possible. This Yetzirah we're combating all the time. There's no other way to be able to overcome him, only through Torah. And believe me, this program you have in the morning, preparing for the day, is one of the ways and methods how to combat the Yetzirah that will eventually face us during the day. And that's what Torah is all about, and it cannot go otherwise, only through Torah. I have a vote to say, perhaps you've heard of a similar thing, because whatever's being said today has been said, if it's good. Concerning the Yevonim, I don't want to go back into Chanukah now, but let me just share a little vote, which I think is an emes. You know what they said? Kisvu lochem al keren ha-shoyer she'ein lochem chilek b'lekei Yisrael. What is the expression ein lochem chilek b'lekei Yisrael? What is the meaning of these words? But we understand what their intention was, what their motive was. What's the lashon ein lochem chilek? I would suggest, you know what the Yevonim were concerned about? We understand the Yevonim were very intellectually minded people on a very high madrega. In fact, the Rambam says that one of their philosophers, Aristotle, reached a madrega in wisdom of what's going on in the world just under nevuah. I mean, the highest a person can get to with a human mind, Aristotle reached it. But we all know that the same Aristotle, that's his famous philosopher, he himself was a very immoral type of person. I'm not going into details, but it's a known fact. He preached a lot, but he didn't practice what he preached. And we look at the Havdel Elef Avdolus, at the Chachme Yisroel was stooped and immersed in Torah. By then, the Mishnah says in others, Hu Hoyo Oimer, as Rameir Shapiro used to say, they would only say things that they themselves really kept. Hu Hoyo, that what he was, Oimer, that's what he said. If we think of a Chofetz Chaim, the Kedoyma, well, you won't find that in the Goyish world. And this is what I'm concerned about. The Yevonim were concerned, we ask with all our intelligence, with our philosophy, with our literature, what Greece used to be in the olden days. And look at it, we cannot combat the Yetzer Hara. Chochmo Bagoyim Tamin, or the Torah Bagoyim Tamin, there's no Torah by them. Very wise people. And as I said, intellectually minded. But they cannot combat the Yetzirah. So I have a lesson to say for that. They felt that they were in charge of the whole world. They could reach out with their wisdom, with their philosophy and astronomy. They knew the stars, the mahaluch of the stars. They knew everything that's going on in the whole world. One thing they couldn't do, which they could not reach. They also have people who are sending out satellites, spaceships, and all the rest of it. The excitement, spaceship up there in space. Trying to take care of the universe. But these goyim, with all their wisdom, there's one little thing they cannot take care of, and they cannot show that they're in charge. And that's the lower part of the body, pardon me saying, where the mind and body don't connect. Their mind is beautiful. It's like Esau's head that rolled into the Moreh from Arteila, but his body did not, as they explain, because the body and mind did not connect. That made them feel very upset about, because they saw amongst Yidden, and we know it, what Erlich and Yidden are all about. They are people who are in charge with Chazal Zobin, that somebody who is a Torah-digger person is Shoyfetet Liboy, not Libon Shoyfton. He's in charge, he's governing his heart. But only Torah can do that, because Torah has a certain Kedusha. It has this sanctity that permeates the being of a person, every fiber of his being. And he becomes an Eved Hashem through the connection he has to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the way we can combat the Yetzirah and be in charge of all our earthly desires. Your Yevonim couldn't do it. That's what upset them. Now how do we come to that? Because of that. As Rav Shimon ben Yochai says in Zohar HaKodesh, that means to say when we learn Torah, we connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not just simply we're studying. We are learning together with the Ribbono. Shechina Joseph connects, as the Mishnah says in others. And more than that, we become an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We, without Hashlama, the Tzelem Elokim, by learning Torah, which is Shmoisa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Mepharshim explained, we become one and unite with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we become like an extension of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We become part of Him with our Neshama, which is a Chelek Elokai Mimal. Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski, who was the Slobodka Mashgiach, great man he was never killed in the war, brutally, I think get to Kovna. Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski says in his Sefer, I think it's called Teiras Avraham, the Musa Sefer, he says, we find the Gemara in Brochus makes a chilek between the Brocha that we say when we see one of the Chachmei Umes Ho'olam, or the Brocha that we make on a Chachmei Yisrael. And there's a difference in the Nusach. By Chachmei Umes Ho'olam it says, when it comes to the Chachmei Yisrael, it says, not Asher Nosam, besides the difference between Bosev Adom and Yireyov, which is evident, but it also says the Loshon Asher Cholak, it doesn't say Asher Nosam. So he explains that there's a basic underlying difference between Chachmei Yisroel and Chachmei Mesoilom. Chachmei and Mesoilom were given Chachma. That's all. So they study, and they have a lot of wisdom. That's true. By Ash Yidin, by Chachmei Yisroel, the Ribbon Shloilom was Cholak Me Chachmosoi. He shared his Chachma with us, not he gave it to us. We become a Chedik of the Ribbon Shloilom. Ki Chelek Hashem Amoi Yankoiv Chevel Nachlosoi. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the koyach through the Torah Kedoshah to unite with him and to become almost an extension of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And with that koyach, if we become part of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the chilek, that's the way we can combat the Yetzer Hara, because then we have a heavenly koyach. We're not anymore the Bchinus Bosev Adom. We unite with the Ribbono Shel Olam, we connect up with him, we link to him, and with that koyach we can combat the Malach. If you learn the Torah Kedoshah in the right way, it should be learned. And that's what the Yevonim wanted to undermine, whatever you say on that. And they said, right al keren ha-shoyer, she'ein lochem chelek b'lekei Yisrael. You don't have this madrig of chelek. Do like us. Study the way we do. Be good to oilem hazenikas, like they were into Titus oilem hazer, and do not become the chelek Hashem amoy. They couldn't take the chelek b'lekei Yisrael that we had. For that's what our Chochmah is, the Torah Kedoshah. And this should be part of our Kabbalah Satorah, to understand that our learning Torah is to become a Chedik. And we're learning with the Ribbono Shel Olam all the time. I must tell you, perhaps you've heard of it, I think it's in the books today, because everything's written today, Baruch Hashem. A certain story about an old gentleman, it's in the preface we mentioned, over 90 years of age, and he never stopped learning. You know, he was a real masman. He wasn't one of the big Gdolim, he was a Poshut Tanit. A little shiddle he was, I don't know where he lived, but he continued learning. He was in his 90s, God gave him Arichas Yomim, and he continued learning and he never left the Gemara. So I just asked him once, how did you get to this? Many of us would like to be Mashmidim, how did you do it? He says, when he was young, he was in the Lozhen Yeshiva, and seems he was not the biggest Mashmid at the time. And the Beis Halevi said this following thing to him. Either he said it in the form of a drosha or privately, personally, I don't remember exactly. Beis Halevi said to him, whenever a person sits down to learn, he has to imagine that the Ribbono Shel Olam is sitting kenegdoi. It's not stand, you sit and learn. You take a gemara in a sleepy fashion. You're sitting together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mr. Nodder says it. Echot sheyoshev v'shoyner, the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. So, and the Bifalini said it with his kedusha and his greatness, that when you sit down to a gemara and you open it up, it's as if the shechina, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is sitting on the other side of the table and also opens up the same gemara. And he took this into mind, into his system, and he thought to himself, I mean, whenever I sit down to a Gemara, I have a Chavrusa. And when I leave the table, or I have a conversation in the middle with someone, I'm backing, turning my back on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He couldn't take that. So all his life, whenever he had in mind even to get up on the table, he said, I can't. The Ribbono Shel Olam is sitting there. Wonderful feeling that a person has. Yes, if you learn in unison with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what it comes to. Then you can remain a good masmid, and you don't chab shmuizim in the middle, and you just don't leave the table, you stay by you, stay hooked to the Gemara. But that's what Torah is all about. We sit together with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're learning with him, and we're uniting with him, we're becoming a chedek Hashem Amoy. And with that koyach, we can combat the Yetzer Hara. Humanly, it's impossible, because Yetzer Hara is a malach, he's much stronger than us. And as the Mesilut Chavetz, he's always on the alert. And when you're sleeping, he's awake. He's always there, by day and by night. You can't avoid him. Only with a limud Torah Kedoshah, with an emes, without hesach hadas, as the Beis Halevi says, ushmartem es brisi, means without hesach hadas, like shmira of trumah bekotchim. You're not allowed to be nesiach das, you have to be shomer yourself. And be on the alert all the time. And be mekusha and connected to Torah. That's the only way we can combat the Yetzer Hara. With this koyach. But then the Torah has to be learned in the right way, with the right hachone, and to have the clear comprehension what it's all about when you sit down to learn. What is it? I remember the closing of the Rebbe. I heard his shiurim. He was a great man. He came to London as well a few times, but I followed him up in Netanya as well. You have no idea what kedusha he put into his learning. Whilst he was learning, by him everything was hiding. You know, he had that loss in his davening as well. the Heilige Rashi. Then he used to get up when he mentioned the Zeder Dibre Chaim, the Heilige Dibre Chaim. That was learning. And you felt manly, she was Mekasher himself with the Boir Oilam. Now, many of us are not being negative and are not criticizing, I'm just telling you facts of life. Now, many of us, we sit down to the Gemara very often, sometimes in a very sleepy position, what I call ligging in learning, you know. I feel a bochum, I have to tell them sometimes. They come, the feet stretched out, hands in the pocket, laughter, taking a candy into your mouth. It's all good, but it's not it. It's not the serious learning. We don't have to be sad, we have to be happy with our learning. I have rabbis who are very happy. Shach and Shmuel, they enjoyed their learning immensely. But such a dearest hakobah they had for the Torah. Torah Doshan, the emes they put in and the proper preparation. Let's go back now to what I said before. So since Torah al Koponim is something which helps us to combat the Yetzer Hara, and I even saw a vote brought down in a sefer, why does Torah require such a gear? I think we're all aware, and somebody's not aware needs to be told. There's not one sugi in Shas that we can understand properly without great toil and effort. The Chazanish says the Loshen. Now many people have a language to say this is an easy Gemara, this is a dry Gemara. Have you ever heard of the Shoinus? Chazanish says in the Loshen, sugyo is kalo is loy pogosti. I never met an easy sugyo. It all depends if you cook you boil the egg hard or soft. The sechta beitzer can be hard. Teure is only nikne b'yegir. It's not shaykh. And if you think you can get it easily, you know, in a superficial way, then you haven't got the sugya clearly. Those who are into learning know it. You cannot understand any rashi, any toises without yegir. Like we were shown by our great rabbis. There has to be yegir on it. So why the Rebbe, one Balboos once said to me, said, Rof, I don't understand. Why do you have to take the hard way in Torah? I like to see a little Mishnah Berurah and all I have to do. He wasn't in a mood for all this yegir. A very nice gentleman he was in. Passed away, anyhow. You know what yegir satoire is all about? I saw brought down in a sefer. Yegir satoire, why we need it is, because that's the only way we can combat the gates of Torah. If a person would have life easily, and Torah would be, you'd be able to be coined the Torah in an easy fashion. You know, just learn up, you got it, you have an art school, you know everything. Without the Yegir, then we'd have too much free time for the Yetzer Hara to have to combat it. That's a very geschäft. Because we have Yegir Satoira, and it keeps our mind immersed in Torah all the time, there is no time. The Revolution gave us a nice agenda, a wonderful program. The Rashi says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun, V'hoyo machnecho kodesh, lefisi Yisrael, meharerin tomit v'divrei Torah. The optite, what is it, Yisrael? Somebody who's meharer tomit, wherever he goes, he's meharer v'divrei Torah. And only that way, if our mind is immersed in Torah, then we can fight off and fend off the Yetzer Hara. Otherwise he's there. He's our miftach alevi, he's gonna attack us and he'll take care of us. Rahman al-Islam. With Yegir HaTorah, therefore Yegir was Nischadish. Atke Dekach, the Beis Halevi even says that by the Luchas Rishonis, since there was no Yetzer Hara at that time, as the Chazal tell us, that the Musig of Yegir was also missing. The Yegir came together with the Luchas Shnias of the Beis Halevi. And with that I say at the end of the Torah, it says, Yasher Koichacho Shibartu Es HaLuchas. What's so wonderful about breaking the Luchas, you have to mention at the end of the Torah? Yes, because that brought about Yegir. It's a Shvira Saluchis which brought this wonderful concept of Yegir Satir. Because somebody who's into it knows that Yegir is part of the excitement. You know, when you get to know Torah through Yegir, it's different when it comes easily. You have to meet yourself, and you fight your way through, and you look up again, and you try to get the emes in Torah. And then you're zoiche to find the emes. You find the marginese. It gives you such a good feeling. All the Yegir, they are melim also, you feel good about it. And the main thing is, Yegir Satoira, that's what pushes aside the Yetzer, brushes him aside. And therefore you need Yegir as well. And it's this Yegir Satoira, which we have to prepare ourselves for. Prepare ourselves that Torah should really govern our life. Every moment of our life, as much as we can, everything should be envisioned through Torah. Our midas should be improved through Torah. Torah should govern our lives totally. This is the achona we need to do. And once we combat the Yetzer Hara, then we're on the path which the Ribbono Shel Olam taught out for us, paved out for us. And I think that's Now, going back to what Leib Gurwitz, Zichrono Livracha, said to Rosh Hashiva, he explains the idea of Kirvonu Lifnei Harsina, what we started off with. The Leinot Alonis HaTorah might be we will not have received the Torah. But the Kirvonu Lifnei Harsina brought us to a Madriga, Poskez Wamotam. Poskez Wamotam means that the effects of the Nochesh HaKadmoini would not have any influence on us, would not affect us. That means we would be pure, and we would be able to combat the Yetzirah with that Madriga Poskez Wamotam. On that we can say Dayenu. If we could reach that Madriga, he adds on even, after they cut the person who reached that Madriga Poskez Wamotam, might be he would be zoiche to get to the Torah in his own way without the Kabbalah Torah. Just like the other Sakdoshim were zoiche that the Kloyas were Neuvers Torah, even though they had not received it from Sinai, but they came to it themselves. Machmas Reut Kedushosom. And that's the idea that a person has to think of when we approach Kabbalah HaTorah and the achon that we're making to it. The achon that the Torah should be, let's sum it up shortly. The achon that the Torah should be that we want to make ourselves to unite with the Torah. Torah should not be something that separates from us. It's part of us. We should become a chedek Hashem Amoy. And with that be zoiche to the madrege of being an extension of the Boira Oilam Kelu. And with that, to be able to combat the Yetzirah with the Koyach HaLekus that we'll have in us, by being part of the Revoy from the Chedek Shaman, we'll be able to combat the Yetzirah. And remember, that's what the Tachlis or Torah is all about. The Torah leads us up to become this perfect person. I want to add on another Nekudah concerning the Midos HaTorah and the Drash display. There has to be another point to mention. I want to mention another word from Rabbi Gorovitch, which I found is a wonderful thing. The Mishnah in August, he has a good question to ask. The Mishnah in Ovis tells us the difference between Torah and Kahuno and Malchus. This is Chelik. And it says that Torah is Niknes 48. It's good to look up all the 48. We should have done this through the Sphira. Rav Aaron, the Mishnah of Aaron, says we should have every day been the Sak in the middle, and on the 49th day make a Chazor of all the other 48. That should have been. It's a bit late now to go through all the 48. But it's good to look up the Mishnah just to see what's going on there. And it says that Torah's nickname is the Memches Malus, Kehuno, and Malchus, the Shloishim Malus, whatever they have. The question is, what's the Shaychus of Torah to them? The Malus he mentions by Torah are Malus, how you prepare yourself to Torah. Like your Derech Eretz Kodmo to Torah. So that good Midas, Noisevoyim Chaveiroi, and all the nice things the Mishnah mentions. That should be a preparation. Kehuno and Malchus is different. What a Melech has all the Malus is are the merits he has by being a Melech, what he gets by being a Melech. He has certain privileges. It's not the preparation to Malchus, it's what Malchus brings upon a person. Kahuna also, the Kahuna brings upon a person certain responsibilities and privileges with Thomas or Maitris. It's not the preparation. Aber bei Teure doch verkehrt, the Middles are a preparation to Teure. It's not on the same level. It's a different chart. How can the Mister bring it all together? A Teure's nickname. A Torah, the Pesach, that's a tnai, a precondition to be koine Torah with all the good midas. And the other things are privileges that he attained through what he becomes a Melech and a koine. She explains, the Blake says, nein, Torah has more to it. Torah brings good midas if you learn it in the real way. If a person learns Torah in the way it should be learned, and he wants to be matchlim himself with all the teachings of Torah, and he learns his Torah in a way that Torah should become a moire derech for him, as Torah is doch miloshen hoyroel, it teaches you Torah's chaim, a way of life, then the Torah will bring this perfection to the person. It's not a precondition. It's something that comes with Torah if Torah is learned in the proper way in the real achon. Not you should have all the 48 midas before, Torah brings you into those midas, because you follow the teachings, and you learn Torah with earnestness, with seriousness, it will bring you all the midas, all the wonderful character traits to lead to perfection, to be master in the tzelem and the kim sheba odom, come through Torah. There's only one thing that's needed. When I sit down to Torah, it's to sit down to the Torah in a way that I want to be mekabelit. I want to learn from the Torah. I want to accept. I don't want to study it. I want to learn Torah in a way that it becomes part of my system. It goes into me, permeates the person. And then the Rebbeinu will see to it that the Torah will bring you all these wonderful character traits. That's the Torah is for. And then it has a Shaychus to Kahuna and Malchus. The Torah brings all these wonderful midas. The Rebbeinu should help us. We should be Zoicha, all of us, believe me, to prepare properly for the Torah, so the Kabbalah of Torah was so anticipating, and show the Rebbein Shalom our allegiance, our will to accept the Torah Doshe in its entirety. And the Ikezach is to become this wonderful person which the Torah builds up, this personality to be called a Rebbein Torah, Torah Diger Mensch. Whatever field we're in, and what a Kiddush Hashem it brings, to say, Re'u, look what Torah learns out of person. Look what his Rebbe has taught him. Look what a wonderful character. He's Noitze, Deburah, Benachlis, and Mabriyas. Noitze, Benachlis. How important it is for businessmen, people who live in the outside world, to live a Torah-digger world, that the Torah should be their guide and their mentor in all their dealings with the Umis HaOilom, whatever they deal with. And give this Kiddush Hashem for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's what we consider a real Kabbalah Satoy.
Yeah.